evening, my friends. Good evening and welcome. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio, our Thursday evening edition. It is March 8th, 2007. And I'm glad you're here. Welcome to all of you listening on shortwave at frequency 3.215. Welcome to all of you listening online at republicbroadcasting.org as well as franklyspeakingradio.com. I'm thrilled that you're here. Folks, we have a fun program lined up here for you, mostly because we have been forced to strand so many people this week with all of our guests who have spent so much time with us that we'll probably do some open lines later on the program. Also, we're going to do some news and a variety of other things. Needless to say, there is still a lot of stuff going on out there in the world, and because all of our interviews this week have been very, very lengthy ones, we haven't really had time to do a whole lot of news. But just looking around at the variety of different things that are happening, you can see quite plainly that there are some big maneuvers happening out there in the world. And as usual, the Middle East continues to be quite a quandary as far as trying to figure out exactly what's going to happen. We all know something is going to happen. It's the manner by which it's initiated that we're all trying to pick apart here. And some new things, certainly a lot of focus going on to Afghanistan as well as Lebanon and Syria. So we're going to take a look at those countries and various things that are going on there as well as a variety of other things. It does all interconnect. It's just a matter of trying to contextualize it in a brief sort of several-minute-long explanation. It's virtually impossible to do. And we're also going to try to get all the technical difficulties worked out as well. But, you know, it's an interesting thing. Well, anyway, because it is Thursday and heading into the weekend, obviously, a lot of people may be looking forward to some nice fall weather. And, of course, this weekend, don't forget, is when you set your clocks ahead an hour. Now, it's Saturday night, Sunday morning, about 2 a.m., I guess, Sunday, you set ahead to 3. So be aware of that, because otherwise you might tune in and to hear the beginning of the show Monday night and realize that, hey, I missed some of it. So technically, this is 3 weeks early. They're doing this daylight savings time. And who knows exactly the official reason for it, but there potentially could be some real issues as far as, you know, different things like cell phones and computers. They're calling it in some news reports a mini Y2K, insofar as to say your computer isn't not going to update itself, you know, manually, and your cell phone maybe won't update itself manually. Unless you download new software and things like that. So I think it's really much ado about nothing personally, and to me it doesn't really matter when we have daylight savings. But it may throw some people off. I'm just giving you the heads up now, and I'm sure we'll remind you again tomorrow evening, our final show of the week as we head into the weekend, just quite simply because, you know, I don't want anybody to oversleep, right? Monday morning, miss work or whatever the case may be, or Monday evening if you happen to do a radio program here on Republic Broadcasting. So I should probably give out the phone number. It's 800-313-9443. That's toll-free and worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. Again, if you missed what I just said, in essence, we're going to take a lot of phone calls tonight if you're willing to make them. If you make them, I'll take them. It's that simple. We do like the interaction. And like I said, we've had so many incredible guests on and had to strand so many people all week long that you're welcome to take us anywhere you like, okay? So keep this stuff in mind. And we come back here from this first break, I'll probably start down some news and talk about a variety of different things. But I do think it's all important that we try to balance it all. But obviously the point of the show is that it's not just my show. You know, I may be sitting here doing the talking, mostly. But you're more than welcome to consider your show as well, as I do. It's our show. So we'll be back with our show in 3 minutes after this first break. And then more Frankly Speaking Radio. Stick around.
Are you concerned about the high price of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page so you can get an idea of your discount price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, and all prescriptions are covered. And 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com is a global opportunity.
Do it, baby.
Welcome back to the big show, folks. Frankly Speaking Radio. That's what we call it. And you're welcome to be a part of the program here. Our phone number is always 800-313-9443. So, a beautiful day once again here in northwest Arkansas. Actually going to be warmer tonight and warmer tomorrow, somewhere up around 70. And, of course, inevitably, as the weekend rolls around, spring is in the air. People are feeling good, wanting to be outside. Starts to rain. It's just me complaining. I like to be outdoors. I like to go camping. I like to go hiking. I like to do stuff like that. And I like to have weather that's sort of cooperative as well as days of the week when I can go and do such things. And for some reason, you know, once spring starts springing, we always get rain on the weekends. I'm sure everybody's got the same beef. But, you know, I get to air it on the air, which makes it more fun for me. Plus, you get a kind of a little feel about what's going on here in Frank's world. I got up early today, had a business lunch to go to, and then took a little bit of a nap, but I'm feeling pretty wired this evening. I don't know why. Perhaps it's the caffeine. Perhaps it's just I feel good about things. I really do. I think we've had some phenomenal guests this week. I think we've had some phenomenal calls this week. And I just think that when it comes to these types of things, you know, we are always, you know, as I mentioned, it's all of our show. We're operating as a sort of big collective here, folks, and we all get to contribute and be a part of it. And you guys have just been wonderful at lifting me up this week, and I appreciate you all so much. It's great to have the show. Don't get me wrong. I love the show. But I love also the interaction with you guys. And, you know, I'm not a social butterfly, okay? I don't go out and do a lot of crazy stuff. I technically have a lot of people that I hang out with at all. Well, that's very kind of you, Thomas, but, you know, even with a lack of friends, I still don't want to include you on the list. See, it's great because Thomas will chime in my ear and you can't hear what he has to say, but I can make my comments publicly and make him look foolish, which I just love to do. Actually, Thomas, I will say this, brother. You're probably the most laid back of any of the people that I've worked with. So, you know, you won't take high offense to some of my comments like some people would. But anyway, we're going to have some fun here this evening, folks, because it's okay to do that. It's okay to let loose and just kind of, you know, have something that's not necessarily the weight of the world upon all of our shoulders. But anyway, like I said, I'm feeling pretty good and hope you are as well, and feeling particularly verbose this evening, so I imagine we'll do a lot of talking. Let's get to our first call, Debbie in Texas. Now, would this be Debbie Morrow?
Hi there.
Hey, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing well. A pleasure to hear from you, as always. What's new with me? You know, not a whole lot, actually. We've just been, I'll be honest with you, here we are. In the beginning of 2007, and I've really just personally felt like, you know, I've been taking a beating spiritually for a couple months here. It's been a hard road, and you know, a lot of people that I know getting sick, and you hear a lot of stories of people I talk to who are sick, and it's rough stuff. But I feel good about it. I feel like something is broken. I feel like that weight has kind of been lifted quite a bit just this week, and it's interesting because that. It's been certainly something that's dragged me down, you know, psychologically for a little while. And, I think a lot of it has to do with the great people I get to talk to, such as yourself.
Well, thank you very much. I try really hard to bring a little bit of sunshine to your nighttime.
You do bring sunshine to my nighttime.
Sparkle and the stars and the beautiful moon. And did you know I got two stars for Christmas named after me?
Yes, named Debbie.
One's named Debbie and one's named Deborah. Oh, my God. Deborah Stacy Morrow.
Yeah, you told us about that last time. It's so funny.
I know. I think it's so cool, though. You know, I look up in the sky and pretend whatever star I see is the one that's named after me.
Which one? Do they have, like, do they compete for your attention, like children?
Yeah, right. They go, pick me, pick me.
Can you imagine, like, you know, when they're naming constellations, if they just named them, like, Ed and Joe?
It would have been easier, huh?
It'd be silly. I look up to the great Ed in the sky, and it tells me that it's going to rain tomorrow.
Yeah, that's it. There's this teeny tiny little cluster that when I was in Glamis, and if you looked really, really, really far beyond the regular stars, you could see this little cluster really, really far away.
Mm-hmm.
And, boy, that was just so neat. It was like, do you see that, you know? And then it was like, yeah, do you see it? Because you have to really focus. That must be the one that's named after me, the two that are named after me.
Oh, very cool.
They actually sent me a thing that showed where they were if you were an astronomer and you understood all that stuff. You know, and I spent all this time in, like, my computer when I first got it, like, first few days after Christmas, sitting there trying to figure it out, and I finally said, forget it, Debbie, just make it up. She said, that's not named after me.
It's whatever one you want it to be.
There you go.
Well, I don't know. You know, I've heard it's a big scam. You know, it's not legitimate. They don't.
Too.
Yeah, but you know what? Who cares? I received one as a gift, probably 10 years ago, and I just thought it was one of the most unique gifts I had received. I just thought it was very, very inventive, very innovative, and I thought it was very, very cool sentiment, you know?
Yeah, I think so, too, especially that two people got me them and didn't even tell each other.
Yeah, well, maybe.
Pretty interesting.
Good thing they didn't both choose the same name.
Yeah, right.
And I wonder if somebody didn't register it first, you know, and then when the second one, that maybe they tried to register it the same way, and they said, there's already a Debbie Morrow star.
Maybe that could have been it, but I don't think so, because one was my kids and one was my best friend. So
oh, I see.
think is different, you know. But you actually own some land on Mars, right? Isn't it Mars?
No, it's Venus,
it's
actually.
Venus, mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, you said you're going to figure out how to give me some. Yay.
Yeah, it's like 100 acres.
Then I could be a landowner.
I'm not a landowner
anywhere.
I think Venus is gas, so... Maybe I'm wrong, but
we'd be like a giant cloud owner is really what it is.
Yeah, that'd be okay. I love the clouds.
Yeah, they're
cool.
Nice.
Yeah, you know, boy, there was a beautiful sunset in Dallas today. Oh my God. It was really over Fort Worth, and it was like, it was just magnificent.
Did you have a lot of chemtrails lately?
No, the sky has been blue and clear, actually, because we had a gentle breeze, and it's been like around 69 or 70 degrees.
Yeah.
I actually took a two-hour lunch today and went and sat at this restaurant called Mimi's with my brother-in-law, and we sat outside and drank coffee while Judy worked.
She was so happy about that.
Yeah, she wanted to work. She wanted some extra hours, and my office isn't big enough for both of us at the same time. So I said, okay, I'll take a long lunch hour, you know. And so I went and... had coffee with my brother-in-law, and she got to work. Yay! So we both got blessed.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool. I wanted to ask you, so we were talking about the sky and everything. Full moon, obviously, last weekend, and very, very bright. In fact, I haven't seen a moon that bright in a long time. I didn't know if maybe it was just me who noticed that.
No, I noticed it, too, and I also noticed that my animals were acting very weird.
Mm.
And that people were acting very weird.
Yes.
It was really weird, but the night of the full moon, it was really funny because my dogs and my cat wanted to, like, chase each other and stuff.
Sure.
It was so funny. I'm going, look how weird the animals are acting, you know?
That might just be a biological imperative. You know, dogs chase cats, cats fight back.
No, but they were playing chasing.
Oh.
You know, I mean, it was funny because, you know, they play. But it was different. My husband said, yeah, it's because of the full moon, you know, and the gravity. And then he goes into this whole scientific reason why, you know, things are the way they are spiritually and stuff. It was very good.
Wow.
It really does affect people, I think.
Yes.
Gravity and stuff.
Sure.
Just like good water affects people.
Beautiful segue. You're a professional.
That was cool. I was thinking about going to broadcasting school at night.
Don't waste your time.
Oh, but how can I get a job as a broadcaster and make the big bucks?
I don't make the big bucks, and I know you're being facetious, but you want to know how I got my first gig? I just lied on my application.
You lied?
Well, they don't check all that stuff out.
Well, the thing is, really and truly, to tell you the truth, I mean, I love my job at New Millennium so much I would never leave. And they're building a water park, an indoor water park, like almost walking distance from my house. If I get in a little bit of shape, I could walk it. And if they put a sidewalk, and it's going to be this great big indoor water park.
Uh-huh.
And I'm hoping it's one of those ones that has the ceiling that opens it during good weather so it'll let the chlorine air out. Because the one thing, ever since I've worked for New Millennium, you know, it's taken away the thrill of swimming in a pool because you know you're killing yourself with the chlorine.
Yeah.
But I love to swim so much. So I'm thinking when they open that park, depending on how much a season pass costs, if it's too much money, then I'm going to get a part-time job there, like one day a month or something, so I can swim there free.
Wow.
Because I love to swim. And, you know, but since I have no beaches near here, you know, I'm going to have to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, last night it was so gorgeous out. My son and I were going to UPS to do the mail, and I was like, man, I wish we knew somebody who had a pool or a jacuzzi, you know, that we could go to their apartment. And then we're like, well, we could sneak into an apartment. It's like, no, I don't want to get arrested in the middle of the night in somebody's apartment complex.
They won't arrest you. Just pretend you don't speak English.
Right. Pretend I belong, right?
Yeah.
What apartment do you live in? Oh, no, habla español. Or no, habla English.
That's right.
Yeah. And I go, oh, okay, you must live here.
In Spanish, you can say you don't speak Spanish.
That's it.
Hang on a second, Deb.
Okay.
Amazing. She's just so entertaining. I just love Debbie Morrow to death. Folks, we'll hold her over, and we'll chat about water and talk about a great many things here this evening.
Hi, this is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio and RBN, your only source for solutions to problems of troubled times. Do you realize that 3 years ago, the JMS Food Group warned people that there would come a time when if you didn't grow it yourself, or you already had it stored, you wouldn't dare eat it? Wait a minute. E. coli on our spinach and lettuce? That's our food you're talking about. You know where E. coli comes from? Feces, black water. In short, poop. We have to decide quickly to get all the food we're going to need. It's obvious that contamination can leave us hungry even before food shortages shut us down. For help ordering your food supply and protection from dishonest suppliers, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. On the phone, 800-409-5633.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Imagine there's no heaven. It's easy if you try. No hell below us, above us only sky. Imagine all the people living for today.
Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. You're listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen. And Debbie Morrow is with us from New Millennium Concepts, the website www.berkeywater.com. Welcome back, Debbie.
Hi there. Thanks for having me.
Of course. Of course. Always a pleasure. And so last time we talked to you, you were heading out to Arizona for the big 9/11 conference there. I don't even remember it. Was it 9/11 Accountability Conference? I don't remember the official title.
Yep, I went.
To have a good time?
Actually, I had a really great time with my best friend.
Oh, good.
Who met me there, and with Judy. And Judy got to hang out with my best friend, Bob, which was really neat because they had never really met. They've only met, like, one time for, like, 5 minutes when he was passing through one time. So it was great that we all got to hang out together, and we really got to see God really bless us and help us when we broke down Friday night, and mm-hmm. all kinds of miracles happened while we were broke down, and God helped us through it all.
Mm-hmm.
The conference was interesting. I really got to meet some really smart people, and I really liked most everybody I met. They could have done a little better job as far as organization and all that stuff, but, you know, they were just local people putting together a great big show, so they did the best they could, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so that was good.
That's not easy to put those together.
No, it is not. And we did figure out that people don't buy Berkey water filters at those kind of things.
Oh, really?
It wasn't a health fair. They were just like, you know, we hate it, you know, whatever, and we're going to, you know, make this little stand about 9/11. And I don't think, you know, we didn't really sell Berkeys and stuff like we thought we would,
mm-hmm.
which was kind of a bummer because me and Judy, you know, did a lot and put a lot of money out on our own, mm-hmm. you know. But that's okay. Because we got really blessed, and we broke even, we think, and so that's good.
Oh, that's good.
You know, as long as we broke even, so it didn't cost us a lot. And, you know, like my friend Bob, he drove, several hundred miles to meet us there and everything. So, of course, we paid for his gas, and we paid for the RV place and stuff, you know, so he wouldn't be anything. So we all got blessed. It was great, you know, and, boy, it was freezing cold in Arizona. It was so cold, but the RV place we were staying at was a retirement place where you could, like, people lived there as well as they had a few RV spots.
Yes, you told us you had to be, you must be this old to enter.
55, right.
Yes.
Well, my friend Bob hated the place because it was, like, too structured, but I loved it. It was, like, so neat and clean and had little houses with roads and stuff, but they had the best swimming pool. It was 90 degrees in the swimming pool and like 120 in the jacuzzi, and they were both outside.
Huh.
So even though it was freezing cold out Friday afternoon, I went swimming anyway and got to really exercise and relax. It felt so good.
And how warm was that water?
It was 90.
Was it like sort of tinged a little yellow, perhaps?
No.
Yeah, the depends are leaking.
Yeah, they keep it that way for the older people, and it was so warm. Oh, my God.
That's good.
It was great, and I did flips and stuff. And
I don't think you're supposed to do flips in a jacuzzi.
Not in a jacuzzi, in the pool.
Oh, okay.
Well, the jacuzzi, I didn't like the jacuzzi. It was too hot. Bob liked it. He stayed in the jacuzzi a long time, and then I made him come swim with me and do flips and stuff. But,
well, I'm glad you had fun, though.
Yeah, we had a really great time. You know, my friend Bob's going to be 70 in a month.
Wait, what now?
My friend Bobby's going to be 70 in a month.
Wow.
I know. And my son Sam is going to be 21 in like 10 days.
Oh, that's great.
I know.
Everybody's getting older.
I know. True. But it was a good conference. And like I said, I learned something. And I still did not see one single picture of an airplane that hit the Pentagon. So I really just cannot believe that an airplane hit the Pentagon. You know, because I'm really not one of the, you know, I don't know anything. I don't study all that stuff. But I just wish one person could show me a picture of an airplane that hit the Pentagon.
Well, if you haven't seen one, what does that indicate?
I don't think there was one.
Yeah, I tend to agree with you there.
You know, I'd like to see one, but it's just me.
Mm-hmm.
But I have to tell you about this great book. My husband saw this guy on, like, Christian TV. His name's Don Colbert, M.D.
Mm-hmm.
And my husband just loved this guy, so he bought two of these books.
Wow. All right, hold on a second.
Okay.
And then tell us about this book. Folks, stay with us. We are, of course, chatting with our good friend Debbie Morrow from New Millennium Concepts, the creators of the incomparable Berkey water filter. The website is berkeywater.com, B-E-R-K-E-Y, water.com. Stay with us. Back in three with more Frankly Speaking Radio.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Welcome back, my friends. Glad you're here. Frankly Speaking Radio is what you're listening to. Our phone number, 800-313-9443. Debbie Morrow from New Millennium. And, of course, glad you're here. BerkeyWater.com is the website. What's the phone number?
Oh, it's a toll-free number.
Mm-hmm.
It's 1-888-803-4438.
Great.
And if you get the machine, leave a message, and we'll call you back on Monday because we're closed Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Yes.
And be sure to say you heard it on Frank's show.
You know.
And there was one thing I was going to tell you that happened at the weekend thing.
Go for it.
Saturday morning when we got up to go, you know, we were getting ready, and I made a pot of coffee with my Berkey water because Bob has a big Berkey in his RV. Mm-hmm. And then I went to the bathroom, to the showers, to go get a shower. Well, when I came back, then I said, okay, I'm going to have a cup of coffee now. And so I poured a cup of coffee and put my little cream of sugar in it. And it was horrible. It was so terrible. But I didn't say anything because I was like, oh, my God, you know, I must have really done something wrong when I made this coffee. Well, Bob only has a little two-cup coffee thing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then Bob made himself a cup of coffee, and he goes, ah, this coffee's horrible. What
Jeez.
Happened? And Judy goes, well, remember, Bob, you didn't use the Berkey water when you made your pot of coffee. She said, remember I was brushing my teeth, and so you took water from the other sink? And he's like, oh, and he took it, and we poured both our coffee cups of coffee out, you know, and everything, and made a new pot. But I swear to God, the water was so horrible without the Berkey, you could not drink the coffee.
Well,
I mean, that was really something.
Yeah. That's, you know, and I know you like to travel around a lot, and that's something that I enjoy also, and it's just, yeah. I mean, if you're there long enough, you stay somewhere like a week, you can kind of get used to their water, but it doesn't mean you got to like it.
Well, everybody at the conference, that's one thing, because we had our Berkey set up, you know, with water and the red food coloring and everything. Mm-hmm. And everybody, you know, who is local, they would come by and get some water and fill their water bottles.
Oh, that's
stuff.
Good.
And they were like going, oh, this water is so good, you know.
Yes.
And they like totally hated the Arizona water, so... You know, Phoenix water and all that.
Yeah.
So I'm so surprised we didn't get more orders and that we haven't gotten any since
then. That's
too bad. Very surprising, but
that's okay. I'm sorry to hear that.
That's all right. Anyway.
Well, we can. I was talking to Judy today. She asked if we were going to do another health fair. She said she really had a good time last year. I'd like to do another one, definitely. Maybe sometime in the summer again. But it was a lot of fun. You know, we had a lot of people come from all over the place to visit there, and it was a good time.
Yeah, and I think that we should plan a party at that, you know, that restaurant that you guys sponsor that does all the organic everything.
Oh, Greenhouse Grill.
See, yeah, if we come this year, we need to plan a party and ask them to, like, let us, you know, stay open late the night of the show or something and let all of us go over there afterwards and, like, eat their great food and bless them. And we would, you know, it would be a really neat thing. And I bet because they're your sponsors and stuff, they would do something like that.
They might.
Make a special thing. Maybe. We could ask, you know, when
it's
her.
It's worth a shot.
Of course, we're all pretty tired at the end of the night, but it would still be fun.
I was exhausted.
I know.
You know, and that's why I can't even fathom, like, putting together a three-day conference one day. We did it for, what, like 6 hours, I guess it was?
Yeah.
It was like 6 hours. Anyway, we had 2,000 people, flow through there. It was amazing. And then, of course, they eventually were like, you guys have to leave now, so.
Yeah. Yeah, the good thing was yours was all in one room, even though that seems like it's not a good thing, but it really is for the vendors.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody to see everything, it makes it more compact.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, it was a good time. It was a good show, and really smart people. In fact, you know, there was this one guy, and he was talking about, you know, like the different colors that metal melts at, you know, and everything, and when the towers went down, the different metal colors, and how that couldn't have been from the aluminum because it was a different color at its melting point. And he was talking about all this different stuff that meant nothing to me, okay? But, you know, my best friend Bob, he was a metal worker his whole life for Rocketdyne. So he's sitting there, you know, he'd never even heard of a 911 conference or any of the stuff that we talk about, you know, because, like, he just, you know, isn't on shortwave and definitely doesn't have a computer or anything. And he was, like, shaking his head going, yeah, okay, that makes sense, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then afterwards he was telling me how much sense that guy made, you know, because he could relate on the scientific level.
Sure.
You know. Although the guy was really boring. Oh, my God, he was so boring for me.
Well, you know, but there is a lesson to be taken out of all that, and that is, you know, you have to approach things, be able to look at things from other perspectives, because you never know when you're going to, you know, like Bob, for example, he might have been interested in the science of it, but maybe wasn't interested in the politics of it. You know
right.
what I mean?
Exactly.
So there are different angles to draw people into the truth, obviously.
Yeah, so it was very interesting.
Well,
I loved meeting Dave Van Cleef. That was really neat. And, you know, just meeting different people that I've talked to on the phone but never met in real life. And I got to meet Jim Mars. And it was really neat because
I love Jim.
I know. And, you know, I met him in Dallas one time, very briefly, and then I met him a couple of times that weekend, and then I saw him on TV the other day.
Yeah, he was on the Masonry Show.
Yeah, so mm-hmm. It was like, hey, I know that guy, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So that was really neat. And so there was really, really great, interesting speakers. And,
good.
You know, you can learn from everybody. And there was a great T-shirt that I wish I was skinnier because I would have gotten this T-shirt. It was dolphins and whales swimming in a circle with water, you know, like you always see.
Sure.
And it said, protect the humans. I just loved that.
That's pretty good.
And Jeannie bought one. I'm like, oh, man, I want to get one of those. It was really cute.
Well, anyway, let's talk about some water.
Oh, I do. I have, like I was telling you about this book, this guy's not a broadcaster. I don't know
right.
him, nothing like that. But my husband bought me this book, and the first, like, how many pages? The first 35 pages mm-hmm. talk about water.
Really?
And how important good filtered water
yeah.
is, and all the things that it'll do for you to have a healthy body. And I mean, he talks about how bad chlorine is and fluoride and mm-hmm. MTBE and stuff. And then in the back of the book, in the appendix,
mm-hmm.
he refers you to, like, filtered water, shower filters. He
mm-hmm.
he talks about shower filters, and he doesn't give our website, but he doesn't know who we are, so no wonder.
Mm-hmm.
But then he talks about this bottled water that you can buy, you know, that listen to this. It says it's free of chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, bromide, chromium, MTBE, and hundreds of other chemicals that may be found in other water. And I thought to myself, gee, he's putting down like almost all the things we have listed. We have a lot more things listed. But every single thing he listed is stuff that we have listed for what the Berkey water filters take out. And this water probably costs like $2, maybe $3 a bottle.
Wow.
And you figure, okay, they're going to buy this bottled water and spend all this money when you could buy a Berkey for $200 and it's paid for years, you know. So if you guys are out there buying this water that starts with a P,
mm-hmm.
and it's, you know, it's like, can I say what the kind of water is?
I don't care.
Okay, it says Penta water.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I wouldn't spend my money on, you know, bottled water that
costs
that much.
Here's the thing, and I think this is an important point that needs to be considered. There's a certain amount of trust that goes into certain things. When you go and you buy something, you trust that it's taken care of, right? I mean, you trust that when they say it doesn't have it in there, you give them the salute and you say, absolutely, sir, I agree. I'll take my Penta water or whatever it is.
Right.
Anyway, the point of the whole thing is, what if they're wrong?
I know.
Right? I mean, what if that the initial, when they first tested it, everything was great, and then at some point, whatever it is that they do, it doesn't work anymore. The point is, you were still foolishly, blindly trusting them. They say they take it all out. Where's the proof?
Right. And that's the thing about the black filters is mm-hmm. you can do the red food coloring test.
Absolutely.
And you know what happened Saturday morning?
No.
See, we broke down Friday night, and I had to go to the airport. I mean, God blessed us. You have no idea all the miracles God did. And I ended up taking
yeah,
a super shuttle. Yeah, I know you do. I took all the super shuttle to the airport. So while I was gone, Judy and Bob set up the booth, you know. Well, so Judy gave Bob the big Berkey, the Royal Berkey and the Berkey Light to put the filters in and get them ready for tomorrow, for Saturday, for us to put colored water in it, you know. So Saturday morning comes, and we put in, fill it up with water, you know, the Berkey Light, and then we put in our 2 tablespoons of red food coloring. And lo and behold, red food coloring starts coming out the bottom. And we're like freaking out, going, oh, my God, what is wrong? Why is it coming through red?
Right.
So I take it outside, and I dump the water in the grass, you know. And I look, and Bob put the washer and the wing nut both on the same
wrong side. Oh, yeah.
They put them on the bottom. He didn't put one on the top, one on the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
And so then, you know, I was like, okay, take it apart. And I showed him. I said, you know, you're supposed to do this, but he never takes his apart.
Right.
And I set his up for him years ago. And so then we put the food coloring in again, and it worked perfect, and it was clear. So you guys, if you have a Berkey and you do the red food coloring test, you know, it's such a great visual because you can mm-hmm. actually see they're working. But if you get a little red, I mean, this is beet red, make sure your washer is
right
on the right side.
That's funny. Well, you know, and that's essential, obviously. You got to know what you're doing to to set it up properly in everything. Because if you're not doing the red food coloring test, I mean, you wouldn't have known to check it if it wasn't the red food coloring.
Water
just
would have tasted horrible.
Yeah, well, yeah. Maybe you would have, yes. But somebody that never tasted it before would not know. They would just assume that, well, it kind of tastes the same to me.
Well, and there was this one man there, they told me we were going to be the only water filter people, and then there was another water filter guy there with some kind of thing that you have to spend a lot of money and plumb it in. And so he had, like, this fish tank full of old boots and all kinds of horrible stuff in it, you know, and he was giving people free water, you know, drinking out of it. Yeah. And a couple of people came up to me and said, oh, my God, his water tastes so horrible.
Well,
and you taste so good, you know.
Well, that was the thing is, you know, when I first, the first person I ever spoke with at New Millennium Concepts was Jim Shepherd, of course, is the guy, right? I mean, he had such an amazing story to tell, and it was all about, you know, this whole process. And he said he didn't want something that was just, you know, acceptable for your body, you know, biologically that it was good water. He wanted something that actually tasted good, and I applaud him for that.
I know, and I have to tell you, you know, I've worked for Jim a long time now, like 8 years, and he is very passionate about everything
he does.
He's like a sponge. I mean, he knows so much, and he, like, soaks up knowledge, you know, and everything.
All these water analogies.
Yeah, well, not only that. Oh,
he's like a starfish.
He's like a starfish.
He has so many arms.
Except no salt. Oh, I had a customer call me.
No, focus. Jim,
Jim is so smart. And, you know, we never quit trying to make sure things are better. Like right now, you know, we're getting different things tested, you know, because there's new stuff coming out.
I know. How's that coming, by the way?
Hopefully we'll know something in like 2 or 3 months. It takes
Wonderful.
A long time.
Yeah.
You know, it's not something that happens overnight. People think, oh, well, why don't you get those filters tested and, you know, call me tomorrow.
Yeah. Not only does it not happen overnight, it doesn't, it's not cheap, I'm sure.
No, it's not. But we're always wanting to make sure that we have the best quality products, you know. And we have a new shower filter that comes with a shower head, and it's a massage shower head.
Oh, wow.
I know. It's really cool. I mean, it's the same shower filter, but we now have shower heads, so you can get it with the head or without
the head. That's fantastic. So is this available now?
Yep.
What's that go for?
Well, the normal price is $59 for the one with the shower head and $49 for the one without the shower head.
Uh-huh.
But we always have them on sale, you know, like $35 for the one without.
Really?
So we're going to do $45 for the one with.
Hey, that's fantastic.
I know, it's really cheap.
What do you mean? We have them on sale sometimes. I thought this was brand new.
No, we always have the other one on sale.
But now the shower head.
So now we're going to put them both on sale, because we want people to get them and enjoy them.
I want one of those. I'm going to be calling you about that because you know it's. I told you this before. You know, with all the hormones in the water, we've noticed a huge, huge change when we filter the water in our humidifier. You know,
you told me that.
Yeah, it's an astounding difference. And again, I never thought anything about it, but you know, there were just so many problems that kept coming up, and we're like, what is going on? But obviously, you know, you're still going to have the same kinds of problems if you're bathing in that kind of water.
Yep.
So
that's true. And you know, like I have one of those long like shower things on the, you know, on the hose with the shower head, and you can put that right in your bathtub if you want.
Mm-hmm.
So that you still have filtered water in your bathtub.
That's fantastic.
You know, which is very good. And the other thing I was going to tell you about is, you know, I was watching the news the other day, and you know, I think I'm going to start being organic and stuff because, you know, I've really kind of put that off, although I know it's important.
Right.
But I saw this thing on regular news that there's this new antibiotic that they want to give to the cows and everybody.
Yes.
But even the FDA, even the government is saying, you know, it's really not a good thing to do.
That's right.
And they, you know what, they're saying, tough, we're going to do it anyway.
Yep.
And so, you know, we make fun of my daughter who's got dinner in her backyard,
yes.
You know, which I have got to tell you the story when we have after the next break.
You told me that story.
No, I have a new story happened the other day.
We should probably talk about some water at some point, too.
We didn't talk about water. But the thing is, you know, we really got to watch out for all those hormones.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. And obviously, they're in everything. They're in the water. They're in the food. You know, anything that comes from a cow or a chicken are going to have hormones in it, unless you, like you said, go for something that's free range, you know, organic, things like that. It's a vital component to your health, absolutely, without a doubt.
Yeah, I think it's time. You know, I mean, actually,
good for you.
I think so. And I got real motivated. I watched a horrible show on TV the other night on the Discovery Channel about these people that weigh like 800 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, oh my God, what if I ever got like that? You know, because I thought, oh, Debbie, you've got to change all your habits.
Good for you.
And stop being so, you know, like, because, you know, working so many hours like I do, I don't get out much,
mm-hmm.
you know. Except for on weekends when I go everywhere.
Well,
so,
I might be able to give you some suggestions on some things if you're interested, but
yes.
We'll do that at another time. Hang on a second, folks. Assuming we got Debbie here, of course, from New Millennium Concepts, BerkeyWater.com. If you have questions about water, we can take some calls as well. And Debbie's going to tell us some more anecdotes that are going to confuse me. But I don't know any other way to say it. Stay with us. We're back in three.
Are you concerned about the high price of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page so you can get an idea of your discount price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, and all prescriptions are covered. And 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse, or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase. WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Learn about the new discoveries of MSP Research. Find out about the success MDs, dentists, veterinarians, and others are having with Silver 500. Learn secrets to survival, how to detox the liver, gallbladder, and kidneys, and how over 1,100 doctors are treating Lyme disease, hepatitis C, diabetes, respiratory infections, and many more with success thanks to the help of MSP Research and Silver 500. Microbiologists have tested our mild silver protein and found Silver 500 to be the most effective treatment for B. subtilis, a subgroup of anthrax. Choose the products in your medical supply wisely. Our doctor's manual has grown to over 600 pages. Give us a call at 1-334-493-0420. That's 1-334-493-0420. And see why doctors in five countries use a dozen products that are manufactured by Dr. Bill McFarland. One more time, that's 1-334-493-0420. Or visit our website at www.mildsilverprotein.com/home.html.
Watch me! Watch me! I got it! Watch me! I got it! Hey! I got something that makes me want to shout. I got something that tells me what it's all about. I got soul and I'm super bad.
Welcome back. Glad you're here. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio, tail end of our first hour already. And things moving fast this evening. Our phone number, 800-313-9443. Debbie Morrow joining us. New Millennium Concepts, BerkeyWater.com. And Deb, welcome, and give out that phone number again.
It's toll-free, and it's 1-888-803-4438.
Very good. So tell us, you have a new story, you said?
I do. My daughter called me Tuesday night. That's when they go to the horse auction, you know?
Of course.
And they were going to go see if they could find a horse trailer. And so she calls me up afterwards, and she goes, "I'm running away from home, Mom. I'm coming back to the city." And I said, "Why?" And she's like, "Well, we went to the horse auction, and we didn't get any trailer, and we didn't get any horses, and I did not spend a penny. But when we were walking out the door, there was this guy giving away a bulldog. And David had to have the bulldog, always wanted a bulldog. And it's an ugly bulldog, looks just like that dog in the movie Hutch or Hooch." Mm. And she said, "And he slobbers and he stinks and he's horrible. And so we got this dog, and now, and our other dogs hate it. And I don't know what I'm going to do, Mom." And I'm like, "Well, honey, you know, it'll be okay, you know," and stuff. Well, the next day she goes to work. She calls me when she gets home from work. "Mom," I'm like, "What?" She's like, "I hate that dog. He pooped all over the house, and then he took the cat litter box and brought it into the living room and got it all over the living room, and it kept me all night whining. It's a horrible dog." She said, "When David comes home, that's it. He's got to build a kennel for this dog. The dog is outside, right?" So just then, David beeps in. And they had made a pet out of, you know, the cow.
Yes.
So David had decided they weren't going to eat the cow.
Oh,
they were going to make a pet out of him, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Danielle's mad about that because, you know, this cow is supposed to be dinner. He's not supposed to be, I mean, he's 1,000 pounds, you know. She's trying to fatten him up so they can cut him up and, you know, process him and he'd be food. Well, and he's never had a shot. This cow has never had a shot or anything, this bull, you know. So after she talks to David when he called her, she calls me back and she's, "Mom, there's one good thing about the dog." And I said, "What's that?" And she said, "I told David he can keep the dog if we get to process the cow." And she said, "So we can call him dinner again."
That's bizarre.
I mean, it was so funny. But you had to listen to her because she's just going on and on. And she's, like, making me laugh so hard because she's, like, so upset, you know. And I'm like, "Honey, it's going to be okay." She's like, "I'm about ready to get rid of all these horses, all these dogs, all these cats." And I'm like, "Who am I talking
to? Yeah.
My child who always wanted all these animals and to live in the country? I can't believe my ears."
Yeah, you get, everybody has days where the frustrations just build up.
You know? I know. But I was making her laugh, and she was fine, and we were cracking up laughing about it. So I think the bull's fixing to get his little manlyhood cut.
Oh.
Yep. Well, and then he's going to be dinner.
That's terrible. That disturbs me. I don't want to hear any more of those stories. Stay with us. We're back in about 90 seconds here, folks, with our number 2. We'll take some of your calls as well for our good friend Debbie Morrow. And then, Debbie, I want to bring up some water issues as well for you. And, folks, stay with us. We're back in about 90 seconds.